You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Palomar at the end of Pesachim. So the Palomar goes into, why don't you say Shachiyanu on the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'ima? Why is there no mitzvah? Why isn't there an Indian to say Shachiyanu? Just like you make Shachiyanu on a lot of mitzvahs. And Palomar, and I'm reading his Lashon, Oy Shalomat Sinu Birkas Man, Ela Bedovish Yesh by Shum Hana, Kagoy Natilas Lulav. Shubesimcha, right? So Samachtam Lifne Hashem Lekecha, Tkiya Shreifer, Lizikarn Ben Yisrael Avim Shubeshamayim, Mikra Megillah, Chas Rachman Alon, a parkin, Pigeon a Ben, that the Avia Ben Mevarach Shechinu, because the child went out of Suffolk Nephil, right? The Gemara says, Kol Shashol Shloishiyem Be'adam, Ein a Nephil. Usfir Sa'imer, Ein Boy Zeichel Ashuma, No, Ella Yisrael Fakir. La agmas nafshenu le churban beis ravena. So, and as we know, we learned the Gemara that we hold that most rishonim hold like the Gemara there, that it's a zeichel mikdash. The mitzvah is a zeichel mikdash. It's a zeichel mikdash means it's not deraisa because it's totally in this man and the krav sa'im and the beis mikdash. And since we don't have the beis mikdash. Is Mimela, this type of mitzvah is Agmas Nefesh for us. We'd rather have the real mitzvah. And the mitzvah that we have now, Zechel Mikdash, the whole Indian that Rabbi Yechim and Zakar is Mesakin, all kinds of mitzvahs, Zechel Mikdash is because Siyain Ein Dairish Law, all the boy Drisha, that needs a Drisha that you don't have the base of Mikdash. The Truvas Rashba also writes like the Balamor. And Truvas Rashba, if you want to look it up, Chelakal Sim Kuf Chavol. Yet, about 100 Truvas later, Resh Mem Hei, he says like this: the question is, do you say Shachianu by Bris Mila? So those of us who know that we Ashkenazim usually don't say Shachianu by Bris Mila. And we know in Eretz Yisrael, they do say Shachianu. And the reason in Eretz Yisrael is not because there's something about Eretz Yisrael. The reason is because the Sfaradim were there, and the Minik Sfarad is to say Shachianu. That's a Mechaber Paskins. Anybody who's a Sfarad, he knows the Sfaradim make a Shachianu. Plus, the Goyen also holds that there is. And when the Talmidei Agura came, and the Sfaradim were doing it, they also did the same thing, because that was their Minik. And Memela became the minig in Eretz Yisrael to make Shachianu by a bris. So they asked the Rashba, what's the reason we don't? The Bali Taisis hold you don't make Shachianu. The Gemara says you don't make by the Suda's bris, you don't make a simcha b'mo'inai because it's Sara Dianuk, right? The Gemara Ksubis says that since the Gemara Ksubis Tavches, since it's Sara Dianuk, is it Sara? If you don't mind just closing the muting until you have a question. Because when there's Tzar Diyanuka, the Av is Mitztar, and it's not Shachti Mevarach Shasimcha B'ma'inei. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So, some Yishayim, Taisis, including Ma'id Katan, therefore you don't make Shachianu on a Bris Mila too. But Adov Yishayim, especially in Sfaradish Yishayim, hold not that way. Rashba says, Bikas Shachianu, Eina Tzluya B'Simcha, Tzluya B'Davisha Megiyah L'Telis. That Simcha Ma'inei means I have a Simcha. I'm missing a Simcha. There's an aspect of Simcha that's lacking because it's Tzara Dianuka. But Shachianu is the Pshat, it's Tolei, in I was Zeicha to do a mitzvah I didn't do before. I haven't done in a while. Tluya B'davisha Megillah Talis. Va'afapi, I'm quoting the Rashba, Shemesarv imatzar v'anocha, even though there might be Tzara Anocha, Sharia Filu Meis Ovi, Rachman Tzlan, even if someone's father, someone's parent is Nifta. V'nafla Yerusha, and there came Yerusha, v'adad is tzar there, he makes a Shachianu. On the time of the Milsa, what's the reason you don't make Shachianu in Tzvi Yisrael, says the Rashba, Kosa Rav Bal Itter, Zahal, Lefishi Mitzah Shemutalas Al Bezdin, V'enu Kepidjan Shemutal Al Ha'av. Mitzah Mutalas Al Bezdin. So first of all, he seems to be Seisa Dvarim. That he says you don't say Simcha, you don't say Shachianu, because he has no Ano, he has Agmas Nefesh. And over here he says that Shachianu is not taluy in Simcha, as long as it's Megiyah to Talis. And Sfiras HaEmer is Dov Shem Megiyah Man Talis, because Sof Kol Sof, he's doing a mitzvah. Right? That's the question. Oh, so like this. So you have to say that this we call it Zeichel HaMikdash. The Brisker Rav in Menachos says the pshat in it is not that the Rabbanu Misakin to do a mitzvah sphira, which was deraisa bisman beis hamikdash today also, to do today, even though there's no beis hamikdash and there's no chiv deraisa, but it's a special takanim yuchedes zechel mikdash. The mitzvah is not, and as you're not doing it because you're doing that mitzvah again, but not in the form of a deraisa. You're doing a mitzvah that's a mitzvah deraisa, and you're not being mekayim that mitzvah, so you do it and it's derabanan. No, he says the ikar takana is to remember that we don't have a base of mikdash b'avneseinu rabim by doing a mitzvah, right, that we had bisman abayis. Briskov explains over there that you find, remember we learned the Gemara with a meimer, that since it's only zecher mikdash, is money, yayme v'lom money shui, counted the days and didn't count the weeks. Why? Because it's not the pshat you're doing. What do you mean? We have to do the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah completely. Why you only do part of it? Because zecher mikdash, so you let off. Because the point is, he's saying is, it's not the mitzvah that's been done. You're doing something that it should engender in a person, should remind the person that we don't have a base of mikdash. It's not the pshat, all right, we don't have a mitzvah, so let's do berabonim. Oh, so that's what the Baal Amar and the Rashba say. You don't make shachir on this mitzvah because it's a mitzvah of agmas nefesh and not of anah. In other words, the etzem mitzvah itself is agmas nefesh. Mila, avada, the mitzvah is not the agmas nefesh. Just machmas the mitzvah, because of the mitzvah, this tzar. And on that, it's shach to say shachan. The difference, that's the pshat. The pshat in the Baal Mar is not the pshat, is that the mitzvah, this tzar that's going on over there. The whole point of the mitzvah is to get tzar. Bris Mila, if they somehow could do it that the child doesn't ever feel any tzar, you have to do it anyway. That doesn't matter. Aidis tzar, right, this tzar. That tzar is not because of the mitzvah. That tzar is because of a physical reaction to the mitzvah. Masha enkein, first in pshat. First we're saying pshat in these rishonim. That the purpose of this mitzvah, not the mitzvah, you don't have the mitzvah, the raisa. Okay, so let's do a mitzvah, the rabbanon, right? We do a mitzvah, let's hop in some mitzvahs. The whole purpose of this mitzvah is that a person should remember that we're missing the base of mikdash. And if since the purpose of this mitzvah is to remember that we don't have a base of mikdash, ain la dairish, right? That's what Gemara brings over there. So mechlal de bar drish, you have to be dairish that we had a base of mikdash, we had a Yerushalayim. That's one step. Now, then you notice the Rashba brings a Baal Itta that the reason you don't say is, I'm sorry, I said Sfei Yisayim, but that you don't say Shachiyonu by Bris Mila. Let's talk about Bris Mila. I said Sfei Yisayim, that you don't say Bris, no, he holds that you don't say Shachiyonu is because it's a mitzvah that's mutelis al bezem hasheinken pidja ben is ainu mutla la'av. What's the pshat in that you don't say Shachiyonu? And also, why do we know that the ikka mitzvah and mila, the chiv is on the father, just like pidgin and ben, right? Just the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Chav Tes, heichad ala mole avua, mechayev iul, mechayev bezin lemimale. The first chiv is on the father. Vayamal avram es yitzk benoy kashetziva yisrael akim. And if the father doesn't do it, then there's a chiv on bezin. So there's a chiv on the father. So what does it mean over here? Right, that there's no shachiyonu, or the Rashba is holding that there's no shachiyonu mitzad mila for a different reason. The reason you don't make it, not because it's tzar de yanuka, or let's take the example he gave. A person yarshin the Yerusha, right? Yarshin Yerusha, that's a simcha, no matter what you're going to say, it's Yerusha. There's pain because he lost his parent. But the etzem pain is not what causes you to have this Yerusha. Yerusha is a Yerusha. Right?
But isn't it like a psych ratio? It's like a psych ratio. The male is going to be pain.
Psych ratio is only when you talk about isurim. It doesn't matter. The problem is not the pain that's having. You can make the proud that the issue is this mitzvah of shachiyanu? You have the mitzvah.
But Rebbe, isn't the mitzvah on the kid himself? It's just he's a baby.
Well, you go, what? One second.
The mitzvah.
As far as what you asked with psikreisha, that's not a issue. Psikreisha is the pshat that you're saying that I was mechavin to this issue. It's not a question of kavan over here. Question over here is, did you get something good out of it? I might have got something good. I do with tzar involved. So the pshat is, it doesn't matter. That's the tzar. It was tzar involved. We're getting the mitzvahs. You have tzar and you have, right? You'd always have to know how to live two ways, to have tzar and to have simcha. It's not a stiri, right? If there's shem b'shira, if there's shem b'simcha, you'd have to learn how to have both things, right? So over here, though, the point is by Sfira Sa'imer is the pshat is that he's got a mitzvah that's to bring him the tzar. It's a mitzvah we'd rather not have. That's the vart in these Rishayim, right? That's the vart in the Rishayim.
So the
is to bring about this this tzar.
So the only comparable, Rabbi, the only comparable mitzvah would be, for instance, if they make a shachianu by the reading of Eicha.
The what?
Do they make a shachianu at the reading of Eicha?
So you tell me.
I don't know what the yeshiva does. I know that
we don't. You're right, exactly. That's what it says in Levush. You don't want it. You're doing it. You forget. You're doing it. There's no mitzvah in Pashtus. You're asking us, will we read Eicha Mitzvah when we have Tisha B'Av B'Meir Yibana Beis Mikdash? Good point. Will we have Purim? Yes, we'll have Purim. Will we read Shir Shirim? I hope so. I don't know. That I can't tell. But right, and a Chanami. That's a good comparison. Who's that, a David?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Rakapanim, but so that's as far as now. Let's just go to the other Nakuda that he says, so how come you don't make Shechianu on Mila? In other words, he agrees the Tyson for a different reason. He says that the reason is because of Chivam Bezin. So, first of all, what does that mean? It's a Chivam Bezin. So, what are you saying, Gabriel?
Yeah, I was saying that by Mila, the kid has to be gemalt. It's just the father does it for the son. If the son became 13, he'd have the mitzvah on himself. And if the son couldn't, if the father can't, Bezkin takes over. But it's not the father's mitzvah that he should make the shechianu.
Whose mitzvah is it?
It's the kid's mitzvah. The kid's mitzvah. He has to be gemalt. He has to be gemalt. Who? The father does it.
And now, would you get such a side?
I remember this. It's something we said in the past.
Right. So, Rav Baruch Ber.
Maybe because the kid gets kares.
What?
Because the kid gets kares if he doesn't do it at the end. So, it shows it's his chiyuv.
That's okay.
You don't give someone kares if there wasn't.
Rav Yael is saying a new lumdis. Rav Yael is saying that the chiyuv is really on the child, but the father has to do it for the child. That's what you're saying, right?
And it's not the father, the bezin.
Now, this Yesod, it says in a few Gedolim writes it. We'll first take, because I'm going to say over a nice story that I heard from Rav Kreisworth, Oliver Shalom. I was once at a chassid with him. The Etzem Vart, it says in Rav Meir Dan. Rav Meir Dan Plotsky, the Grace Godel from Poland. Right, Gerichos had said this. He based it on a Rashi in Shabbos in Chulin. The Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Nosson of Bavli, Pam Achas Haisi Bekrocha Ayam, and they brought to me a child. A woman had a baby, and she Rachman al Slan. The first baby died because of Mila. The second. Died because of Mila. I'm going to read you the Rashi. Shabbos at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Sanya Amav Nasan Pam Achas Alachti Lekrocha Yam. I went to some far island. Ubasa Isha Achas Lefanai Shemala Bna Rishon Umeis. She her first son got mal. It doesn't mean obviously she mal. She gave it to mal. Rishon Umeis Sheni Umeis Shlishi. She bought the third one. Hevius Lefano Isi Shu Adam. I saw that he was red. Right. He was red, hemophiliac probably, right? Amartila, Hamtini lo ad sheyivlo badamo. Wait till his dam becomes settled. Wait till his dam, whatever that means, right? In other words, you see, there is such thing that you could wait. Hamtini lo, in other words, usually we know as we paskin, after two times you don't mal a child. That's what we paskin. Chamir is kanta misura, two times is a chazaka for sakana. So if Rahman son of two children, Shem Yerachem, die from bris milah, you don't mal the third one. But however, it says you wait till over here in this situation, since he ascertained that's because of his blood, because he was a hemophiliac, wait till he gets better. It's a shawa. Umal oisev achayiv, ahayu karin oisev nasun abavli al shmi. They gave him the name nasun abavli. Shuv pam achas alachvi mincha the medinas kaputkia. I saw he was green or yellow. Probably drawn this. It's satsi balarisi by dam bris amarti lam tini loy achiipo by dam bimtino maloy sakai karin shmi nasim bavishmi. Looking chulam mem zayin and bebeis. It's the same exact gemara. Yeah, himtini loy. Look what Rashi says. The ein lecha davar oimid b'fnei pekuach nefesh. Explain me what Rashi is saying. What if Mila would be Pekuach Nefesh, Yagval Yavis? What would you do?
It sounds like you mal and kill the kid, but meanwhile, the kid's missing.
Mal the kid? You can mal the kid.
The kid has no. How would you want? Why would you want?
No, you wouldn't. No, so then you wouldn't do it. You wait till he becomes.
Yeah, right. Talk about if it would be Yagval Yava. What is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying if it would be Yagval Yava, you'd kill the kid. How could that be?
Doesn't make sense. Yeah, so.
It doesn't make why the mayor.
The cotton has no chiyah for Yagval Yava.
Exactly. In Medrash it says we shouldn't bring in the sugya of Yagval Yava that sometimes. You're allowed to go ahead, Adam Gadol, in certain situations. So it says in Medrash, Malacha Yoitza Lisakam Litzale. Why are you being crucified? Why are you being hung up? The Romans used to hang them up on crosses. Not only Yashka. Make sure this doesn't go worldwide. But at Kaponim, I don't have to worry. But at Kaponim, so it says why? Al Shemalti Ezbni. Because I mauled my son, meaning I gave up my mitzvah, so I gave up my life to do a mitzvah. Okay, I understand. Sometimes, right? We shouldn't go into you. You have to give up your life for mitzvahs to say not. So I understand. The person gives up his life for the mitzvah of mali. But Megah's asking, what's Rashi talking about? How could you say, even if it was Yagval Yavar, how could you kill the child in order to be Mekayim your mitzvah? That's what Megah's question. So what do we
the mitzvah's on the child.
What do we see?
The father doesn't do it. He says it when he gets by mitzvah.
What?
We'd have to wait till he becomes by mitzvah, maybe.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about if it was Yag Val Yavar, then what? What do you see from Rashi?
Then the father couldn't do it.
Because it's his mitzvah.
He would do it when he's by mitzvah.
That's what Meir Dan says. There's others who say they're also the Polish Gdolim. That school of Polish Gdolim said from here you see that the chiv is on the son, and since the chiv on the son, if there will be a din Yagval Yavar, the father's doing the son's mitzvah, and therefore since the father's doing the son's mitzvah, so I would say that you, if it would be one of the Gimel Averus Chamuris, would be a fourth of Averus, you'd kill the child for his mitzvah. That's what the Rameh Adon said, and he brings other rayas to that too. That's what Rameh Adon said. Okay, now, Lemaisa Rabach Ber in Kedushin also says this vart. He doesn't bring from this Rashi, he just says that the mitzvah of Mil is on the child, just the father to do it. But he brings a raya from Rivash. The only problem is, Rabiel, Rivash doesn't say by Mila, he says it by Pidgin or Ben. So that you want him to call it between. Pidgin, he says the mitzvah Pidgin Ben is on the child too, but the father is representative. So even if we naniach that you're right, then they want to be dark from this Rashi, Rebarch Ber Beitz on Rivash. It starts from Pidgin Ben, so be machalik between Pidgin Ben and Mila. I don't know if you can be machalik. It has the same thing. So what did I want to say with Rav Kreisworth? I was at a chasana probably 20 years. I mean, from Christ, it was more than 20 years away, right? I don't know. Well, it was a few years before he was nifter. He was sitting at a chasana, and we were together by a chasana, and he said to me that he told this diak to Rabbi Chanan once. The Rabbi Chanan, he said to Rabbi Chanan, this diak in Rashi. So that you see, that says if Smasha, if it was one of the various chamuras, then the din would have been, you would have let the child die. How could you let the child die? So Rabbi Chanan thought for a moment, a mamish moment, and he says, what do you want Rashi to say? What should Rashi have said? You'd rather Rashi says, the Eimach, what should Rashi say? That you can't mal the child. Why?
Because of Yargal Yavor. Because Yargal Yavor, not because of Pikuach Nefesh.
Right, because what? Because you can't. Because there's no. Because, why?
No, the there's a diak in Rashi. Why does Rashi use Pikuach Nefesh and right. not Yargal
well,
Yavor?
Pikuach Nefesh. That's. It's not Yarval Yavor, it is Pikuach Nefesh. No, you would rather have said that Rashi says that you can't kill the child because of your mitzvah, right? Then you would have been medayik, says Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan said, then you would have been medayik that if the kid was doing his own mitzvah, if he's 13, then he has to kill himself. It's only because he killed the child. So no matter what, but no matter what you would have said, you would have been medayik the other way, right? Rashi had no place to start, but say it's not Pikuach Nefesh. Rashi just saying there's no Indian of Pikuach Nefesh over here.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.